Random House Audio presents Milk Glass Moon. This is the author, Adriana Trigiani. Chapter 1. The Wise County Fair is my daughter's favorite event of the year, and I think it's safe to say that includes Christmas. Etta has been on her best behavior for the past 2 weeks, so perfect down to the smallest detail, including doing unassigned chores like making my bed and weeding my garden, that I'm a little worried. We have the window flaps of the Jeep down, and the warm August air whipping through is sweet with honeysuckle. Still, it is no match for Ivalu's perfume, which wafts up to the front seat whenever we peel around a curve. Etta looks out the window for road signs, searching for proof that we're almost there. I've taken the quicker route, the Valley Road, out of Big Stone Gap up to Norton. As we ascend the mountains in twilight, we pass Coburn, nestled in the valley below, where the cluster of lights twinkles like a scoop of emeralds. Etta smooths her braids and settles back in her seat. "Here's the plan. First, we eat," Ivalu announces as she unfolds the special to the newspaper. "I myself am having a jumbo caramel apple with nuts. And if I have to go see Doc Guest for a bridge on Monday, then so be it. Them caramel apples are worth a molar." "I want the blue cotton candy," Etta decides. "I want a chili dog with onions," I reply. "I have a lot of money, Mama," Etta says proudly as she sifts through her change purse. "Ask your daddy to spring for dinner. That will leave you more money for the games of chance." Etta smiles and carefully counts her money without lifting it out of the purse.